Gheev agus Falchukachi and Clark come and look class skill and shock than a show. Me, Tom Cormack, with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And as we always say at this time, hope you can stay with us, because coming up on tonight's programme, John Harn and Sean Clerken are back with me to discuss the proposed changes to the All County Football League. And we're also joined tonight by Gary Boyle of Niamh Mura. To discuss those proposals, which are due to go before the county committee in the coming weeks. Our apologies for Ed Byrne, the county PRO. He was due to be with us, but unfortunately he cannot be with us because, in actual fact, the proposals haven't been officially released yet. So, but we've got the bulk of them anyway. We think what we know that we're going to discuss tonight. So Ed felt it wasn't appropriate that he should come on. But that's to come later in the programme. But first of all, of course, Micheál Maughnan is back as the Donegal senior ladies manager in succession to Davy Brennan, or Davy McLaughlin. Sorry, I'm Davy Brennan thinking of somebody else, Davy McLaughlin. And Micheál, of course, no stranger to the Donegal ladies hot seat, won an Intermediate All-Ireland Championship in 2010, but filling in, of course, from Davy McLaughlin, who won that first ever Ulster title with Donegal this year. And well, we'll be joined by Micheál in a moment, but just our congratulations to Ráilte na Mara Bundoran on their success last weekend in the Ulster Intermediate Championship semi-final with their victory over Glenavy. They will now, of course, play Lochaline from down in the final in 2 weeks' time. Also, congratulations to Fochan Vale, the Derry Junior Champions. They defeat Templeport. Remember, Templeport had a big victory over the Donegal Junior Champions, Ní Fhulton, a couple of weeks ago. And of course, Shane Murn of Killy Beggs, one of the coaches there with the Derry Champions. They play Rockhorry of Monaghan in the junior final. That's in 2 weeks' time as well. Commiserations to St. McCartan's Trillick. They're out of the senior championship race, going down by just a point to Scotstown of Monaghan in that senior championship semi-final. And of course, Scotstown will play Cross Midland Rangers, who are through to another final. But we'll talk about those more probably next week. But tonight, our main focus is on the All-County Football Leagues and the proposed structures to them. We have a number of the proposals that we believe are going to go before the county committee. And we'll discuss those in the company of John Harn, Sean Clerken and Gary Boyle later in the programme. But first, I'd like to see him joined by the new Donegal ladies manager, Micheál Maughnan, no stranger as is to the position, been there before. First of all, Micheál, a very good night to you, and congratulations on your appointment.
Good evening, Tom, and thank you, and to all your listeners out there. Yes, Tommy, I mean, you know, it's back, you know, again, and probably in the hot seat, and that, I mean, but, you know, I was there before, and, you know, I know these girls, and I know they're a very dedicated bunch of girls, and a great bunch of girls to be associated with, and, you know, I might be away from the playing field, but, I mean, I was never too far away from the rooms, I mean, and I was always involved at county board level, and still involved at Ulster council level as well, and so I was always very well involved in ladies football, that.
And was it always on the plan to return at some stage when you did step down? I think, was it in 2010, 2011?
Yes, Tom, it was. I mean, you know, I always thought I would go back and give it a thing, but, you know, you know, 2 years ago I got married, and then basically last year I was building a house, and that, you know, things didn't go right for me. Just so basically, you know, I think just the time now, you know, basically, is the opportunity is right, and, you know, when you're going to do managing a senior job, I mean, it takes a lot of time and a lot of commitment to that, and, you know, I wouldn't do it unless, you know, I felt that I had the time and the commitment to do it, and that, and, you know, you need to have a bit of hunger in you as well, and, you know, I think that hunger is back, and, you know, that fight to get out there again, and, you know, start motivating the girls, and basically start getting results out in the pitch again, I mean, as you said there earlier in your interview, there's a great structure of girls there from, you know, and us as when our first senior, you know, last year, I mean, in Ulster was a great achievement as well, that.
Yeah, certainly a lot of people might shy away from it, from that very fact, because obviously Donegal are right up there now at the top, so is the job now to keep them there?
Yes, the one about managers and, you know, this, I mean, you know, you're only as good as a bunch of players you have, and that, I mean, and, you know, it's vital that, you know, we have all the girls that have all the best girls playing ladies football in the county, and if we have that, you know, Donegal can compete with the best of them. Like, you know, and there is such a, you know, some rumors going, there's some girls that might be going away for the summer and going to America. I mean, but look, I mean, you know, I'm not letting that interfere with me at the moment. I mean, I'm concentrating basically, you know, we're looking to do the last Sunday in January with our first outing in the National League, and, you know, we're going to look looked in the National League first and the Division 2 and try and win that Division 2 title, that will be our first goal, that will be our first ambition, and that's where we'll be looking to first before we even think about Ulster or anything else.
And talk to me, have you appointed a backroom team yet?
Yes, Tom. I mean, you know, Vitti, I'm delighted to have Sean O'Kane on board. I mean, Sean was there with David for the last 2 years. So, again, it's great for the girls. I mean, you know, that continuity there. I mean, basically, they know the trainer, they know the style of training and that. And, you know, anybody knows Sean O'Kane knows he's a fairly good trainer and very, very good with the girls and that. And that's a huge plus. And I'm delighted to have Sean on board with me. And as well as training, Sean will be a selector as well as long as Hugh Devaney. So, between the three of us, we'll be we'll be picking and fighting on the team of that.
Yeah, and of course backroom teams now are more than just mentors and selectors. You have stats people and kit people and all that as well.
Yes, Dom. I mean, Noel O'Kane will be looking after staff. I mean, I have to chat about maybe a goalkeeping coach. Coach, I mean, we'll bring it on board as well. We also have Muriel Carey will be looking after the kitchen and the gear. I mean, and also I have one more lady to bring on board also. So basically, I mean, a few more to come on board. But I mean, basically, there's a good structure there in place at the moment. I mean, so basically now it's trying to get the girls together and basically put a training plan in place for them over the winter and try and get a few sessions in every week now until the National League.
And I suppose that's the next objective, isn't it?
Sorry, Tom?
What's the next objective? Because you have to really hit the ground running, I suppose, because what, the end of January coming and you're in
League? That's right. I mean, the league is even a week earlier this year. I mean, we're out the last Sunday in January. So basically, this Friday night, we're getting them all together and meeting in the Clannery at 8 o'clock and that. So basically, then from next weekend onwards, we'll have some training sessions going, and basically we'll be getting them basically a workout for them to work on their own in the gym, and that mean and some strength and conditioning that over the winter months of that. So basically, we'll meet with them on Friday night, and basically start from there, getting a structure in place, and basically it'll be full flow from next week onwards.
Look at Micheál. Thanks very much, and the best of luck to you and the team and Sean O'Kane and everybody involved with you, and congratulations again on taking on the challenge.
Yeah, cheers to Tom. Just before I go, Tom, I'd like to wish Bundoran all the best in the Ulster final. I mean, I think it's a great achievement for Bundoran. I mean, I wish them all the best down there.
Look at Micheál Nochlann there, the Donegal ladies, newly appointed Donegal ladies manager, taking over from Davy McLaughlin, who stepped down following having completed his 2 years in the job following Donegal's All-Ireland quarter-final defeat to Armagh. So we wish them all the best of luck, and of course playing in Division 2 of the Ladies Football League next year, and very anxious to get up to the top. Well, as I said earlier, the main focus tonight is on the restructuring of the All-County Football Leagues which are proposed. We did discuss basically what was wrong a couple of weeks ago in the company of John Hearn, Sean Clerken and Ed Byrne, the Donegal PRO, and Ed unfortunately cannot be with us tonight, or has decided it's probably better not, because the proposals haven't gone to the clubs yet, so they aren't officially out, but we managed to find out maybe one or two of them anyway, and we're going to discuss them in the company of, as I said, John Hearn, Sean Clerken, and we'll be also joined by Gary Boyle of Neave Murrah, who has proposed one of those proposals, which will go before the county committee in a week or so's time. So, well, John Hearn, first of all, I suppose, I know I forwarded you on a copy of them a couple of hours ago. What do you make of the proposals and what you're seeing so far?
Well, Tom, it's probably a lot of the stuff that's been thrashed out down through the years, this last few years. You know, there's been different proposals. We've had these meetings before in November, and, you know, some things never change, Tom. It's very hard to get it right, and it's very hard, you know, to satisfy everyone. I put a thing out on Twitter there maybe an hour ago. Maybe I should have done it this morning. I would have got a lot more feedback. You know, what you know, from the club players' point of view, Tom, what do the club players want? You know, do club players want to play games during the summer without the county players and just play games? Or are they happy to, you know, sit it out during the summer without their big names and wait and play league games in October, November? You know, it's very hard to know what, you know, what's right or what's not, Tom. You know, down this last few years, clubs have agreed. We've all agreed certain things at the start of the year with the CCC, you know, and then a few fixtures into the league, Tom, you know, the trouble starts, and you know, there's county men getting injured, and county men won't play for their clubs because, you know, they might have picked up an injury, and you know, the crack starts, and teams lose a game or two, and next thing the managers are saying we're not playing any more games without the county men, and the CCC are put into a difficult situation. And you know, I know a couple of years ago they might have docked points of a couple of teams for not showing up, and you know, then there's appeals, and then there's appeals to us. The whole thing gets very messy, Tom, you know, so I'm not sure. Maybe the Niamh Mhaire proposal at the moment, Tom, with the 16 teams, and them 16 teams being in the senior championship, you know, it's not a bad proposal, because if you're looking at Tom, even at the moment, with Bundoran being in the intermediate Ulster final, you know, and they're in a playoff to be promoted against Four Masters. Now, these Four Masters are in a very awkward position, Tom, these last few weeks, waiting on Bundoran, you know, and like, if, you know, that's just one example, Tom, if you had the 16 senior teams in Division 1, you wouldn't have scenarios like that at the end of the year.
Yeah, just we'll discuss the proposals in a moment, John. But as I say, I've Sean Clerkin on the phone as well, and of course Sean was with us a couple of weeks ago when we discussed them. But before we go to Sean, just to remind any club player that's out there and wishes to contact us, they can text us on 086 77 00 555. We'd be too delighted to hear from you, or indeed, if you're in the north of Ireland, you can text us on 00 00 353 86 77 00 555. And as I say, we'd be only too delighted to hear from you. That text number is out there, and you certainly want to hear from people. Just maybe before I go, just go to Sean Clerkin. We there's basically three, I think, new proposals on the table for discussion in terms of the changes. The existing league, which is consisted of four divisions, two up, two down, with 10 teams in each division, and well, each team playing each other twice, home and away, 9 games. And then we have that proposal which was mentioned there by John Hearn, is coming from the Niamh Mhaire Club, made up of 16 teams in Division 1, and how you qualify for to be those 16 teams is all who have played in the senior championship in the previous year. So that's what the 16 teams that played in this year's senior championship would, if the Niamh Mhaire proposal was to get through, would constitute the Division 1 next year. The Division 2 would be made up of 15 teams as per qualification procedure for the Intermediate Championship in 2015. So that would be the 12 teams that played in the Intermediate Championship, I think, plus three others. And then Division 3 would be made up of 8 teams that played in the Junior Championship, and three of the teams that played in the Intermediate Championship. So the top teams in Division 2 and 3 are promoted to the next year's league. And then there's a fourth one as well, and that's basically the county divided into four divisions. Top teams in Divisions 2, 3 and 4 shall be automatically... Oh yeah, 10 teams shall be automatically promoted. It's much like the current one, actually. Just reading this, it's the top teams in Divisions 2, 3 and 4 shall be automatically promoted to the division above. The second and third place teams shall play off with the winners promoted. So that's a slight variation of the current situation. And then there's another league of 15 teams in Division 1, 15 teams in Division 2 and 9 teams in Division 4. Division 4, 3. So that's basically, there may be one or two others, but that's the ones we're aware of. As I said, they haven't been gone to the clubs yet, or they haven't been officially announced. But Sean Clerkin, we mentioned them there. I suppose the big question is: Does those proposals that we have before us, do they address the real problem? You know, about, you know, games in July and August. Are the lack of games in July and August?
Well, you know, John just covered all that there. I mean, you know, we don't know if they will or not, and probably won't, because the problem is always going to arise with county players and their availability to their clubs. And that is always going to be a problem, and that's going to be hard to address. But I suppose, you know, at the end of the day, I think that most clubs recognise that there is a problem with the league structures at the moment. And you mean, I do believe that that has been well emphasised by the large attendance at the two meetings. And like as John says there, quite right, if you look at the scenario this year, there are four masters, V. Bundoran, and you know, it's excellent to see Bundoran in an Ulster final. But I suppose like for four masters, it's very difficult for them to have to wait. And that's probably one of the really downsides of it all. I suppose for me, and I've emphasised this from day one, you mean, I think there's two main issues here, and the two main issues are club players. And it's very difficult for club players at the moment to play club football. It's probably okay maybe in the bigger clubs where there's more availability of players to the clubs and lads can take holidays and lads can be away and the club doesn't suffer so badly. But the smaller clubs who are dependent on them all being there, it's difficult at the moment. I suppose also important as well, I mean, we need good leagues. You know, we need good leagues. I mean, and I do think there are good proposals there in what you're after reading out in relation to the 15, the 16 teams, the 10 teams. But I think maybe what has to be done there within that again, there has to be discussion on the format of these leagues, you know what I mean, and to keep it competitive, you mean, because, you know, we it's okay, like, and I would advocate in terms of having less league games, but I'd also advocate in terms of having good league structures. And at the present moment, you mean, we know a lot of clubs here, big majority of clubs here played four or five games there at the end of the year, meaningless games because they were safe, you know what I mean. So we have to maybe either pick one or two of these proposals and then debate on terms on how we can make the league structures. But maybe to answer your question, Tom, that scenario of football during the summer is a difficult one because, I mean, players, county does need their players and that's acceptable too, and, you know, lads don't want lads injured and all these games. So, I mean, I've said this already, I mean, maybe that's something we should look at. Maybe we're talking about free Sundays. If we, you know, there are a number of free Sundays, but maybe the first round of the championship or the Ulster semi-final or the Ulster final could be written in stone as free Sundays, and that allows kills two boards with one stone. It gives the club player an opportunity to plan his holidays or weddings in some cases. Now, if you look at the scenario last weekend, you mean the Glenfinn club were in difficulty there. You know, the couple there decided, as normal GA people do in these cases, decided to get married in the middle of November, thinking that club football would be finished and done with. But sadly, it wasn't. And you know what I mean? You know, the board club did facilitate them in playing the game on the Saturday evening. But I mean, there was probably a lot of to and fro in there. So those are the things that I think. I honestly believe that the club player has to be looked after here as well, and the league. And you, and I've said this to you already. It's sad. I've come across players from my own club, players right across Donegal, who have stopped playing Gaelic football. And basically what they're saying is, you mean, they couldn't live their life around football. So, I mean, that's the issue here. But, I mean, I also would say that we should, in the GAA, should be open to change. And, you know, put something on a trial for a year. There will be football out there. But maybe put something in place. Like, I have a good friend here, Gary Duffy, who's involved with a club team in Derry Steelstown, and he tells me that their leagues last year went like clockwork and their championship, and they finished up their championship just in the other leagues in the end of July, and then they concentrated on their championship, and they're finished on the championship, they're finished their year. So I'm not saying that we should do the same with Derry, but I do think it appears to me that there's definitely a will there to look for change.
Yeah, you're listening to Sean Clerkin there from Bonkrana. Of course, he's the club chairman and, of course, a former Ulster Championship minor winning manager with Donegal. The discussion tonight is on the proposed changes to the All-County Football Leagues here in Donegal. It's just coming up to 10 to 9 and, we'll be joined by Gary Boyle from Niamh Mur in a moment. He has put through one of these proposals. And that's about the 16-team leagues in Divisions 1 and Division 2 made up of 15 teams. We'll talk to Gary in a moment.
How are you, Jimmy? I'm starving. Where could we go to get a nice, tasty bite to eat?
Mick, I'm feeling exactly the same way. We'll go to Leo's Cafe in Burnfoot. You always get a good feed in there.
You're right there, Mick. You'll never come out of Leo's hungry.
Quench your hunger and call into Leo's Cafe Burnfoot and sample some of their famous tasty dishes located on the main road between Derry and Bunkrana. Phone in orders taken on 9386 914. Remember, you'll never come out of Leo's hungry.
At Liberty Travel in Letterkenny, they won't book you on any holiday they wouldn't go on themselves. They've been to the countries they offer, and they've probably stayed in your chosen hotel. As part of the Travel Centre's worldwide network, Liberty get exclusive rates with many travel companies, and they get preferential rooms that you won't find on the net. If you're thinking of a holiday, or maybe even some extras on a holiday you've already booked, call into Liberty Travel for a chat in their new offices at Riverside Retail Park, Neil T. Blaney Road, Letterkenny, or click on libertytravel.ie.
A diamond is forever. When choosing your diamond engagement ring, a visit to Callaghan, the award-winning Jewellers Buncrana, is a must. At Callaghan Jewellers, we pride ourselves on quality, service and value. Now offering a generous sterling allowance. At Callaghan Jewellers, a diamond ring is an heirloom to be passed on through generations. Callaghan Jewellers Buncrana. For quality, for years.
The Right Price Tiles and Wood Flooring Half Price Sale. Save up to 50% off all tiles, wood flooring, bathware and stoves. Want more savings? We'll even pay the VAT on all your purchases. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. Right Price Tiles and Wood Flooring Half Price Sale. And we'll even pay the VAT. Stores nationwide. Sale now on.
Are you suffering with blocked sinuses, sore ears, tonsillitis, breathing difficulties and finding it hard to sleep? Want to learn more about the newest innovative treatments available in ENT Respiratory and Sleep Study? Come along and meet our consultant specialists, Mr. McBride, Mr. McClooney, Mr. McKegney, at a free seminar hosted by Northwest Independent Hospital on Tuesday the 24th of November at 7pm in the Clonry Hotel, Letterkenny. To confirm your place, email Stacey Lynch at nwih.co.uk or call Stacey on 048-777-23510.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte Rash, Cogí and Clark, come and look to ask you in a shot on a show. Let me, Tom Comack. And, well, the main focus of our attention, the main topic tonight, is the proposed restructuring of the All County Leagues here in Donegal. I suppose it's a hardy annual, but in fairness to the CCC here in Donegal, they have had a number of meetings and discussions with clubs, as we heard Sean Clerken mention there. And Sean, of course, along with John Harn, are one of my guests here tonight. Another one is Gary Boyle of Niamh Mura, the Niamh Mura manager, and of course a member of Declan Boner's minor management backroom team, and now with Declan as well with the under 21. First of all, Gary, thank you for joining us. And I suppose the big question, we mentioned your proposal, Division 1 made up of 16 teams, as 16 teams that played in the senior championship. The Division 2 is made up of 15 teams, as made up of teams that played, the 12 teams that played in the intermediate championship, and the three next highest in the league, and the promoted team in the intermediate championship. And then you have obviously Division 3, which is made up of the junior championship. I suppose the question is, what prompted you, Gary, or your club, to put that proposal forward?
Well, I suppose, Tom, now, our club first put that proposal in 2 years ago now, when there was discussions with the CCC around changing the leagues. So we put that proposal in when originally we had, there was 9-team leagues, and it was extended to 10-team leagues. So we had that proposal in 2 years ago, and I don't think the motion ever got heard now on the night, because the Clonry League one got passed. But I suppose now, I was at the fixtures meeting a few weeks ago, and I suppose the main thing coming out of it is that a lot of clubs, and there were some club players at that as well, is that they wanted change. Now, there was talk coming out of that about extending to 14 or 15 team leagues, and I suppose if we look at our proposal, like our club, we just couldn't see any sense in the 14 or 15 team, because if you have a 14 or 15 team league, you're still going to have teams who are playing intermediate championship in different leagues. You could have a situation where you have in Division 2 in a couple of years' time, where you have teams in the senior championship, teams in intermediate, and teams in the junior championship. And it'll make things very, very awkward for fixtures makers. And you'll lose a lot of weekends with that as well. So probably looking at how a lot of other counties do it, you have a senior league, you have an intermediate league, and you have a junior league. And I think it just makes things a lot tidier and a lot cleaner. Mm. And I suppose, I think John hit the nail on the head, really. I suppose what clubs need to ask, and they need to find out of their players, and I suppose it's a player welfare issue, really. Do club players want to play games in the summer when we can? Now, the main flaw of our proposal really is that the leagues are going to become less competitive, and we've been very forward in saying that. And at the meetings, we said that the leagues at the minute are very competitive. But the problem with like, if there is a problem with competitive leagues, there's always going to be a couple of teams at the bottom, and if they're at the bottom, they're just they're going to stop playing games if they're missing county players or if they have boys injured, and there's ways around it, and they just stop playing games, and that's where the frustration comes in the summer.
Hmm.
If the leagues were extended, possibly there's more chance and there's more likelihood that there's going to be club football there for players in the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's going to depend on clubs as well. Clubs are going to have to take an onus on that as well and play games in the summer, possibly without some of the county players. But yeah, possibly if the leagues become that less competitive, that there's more chance of the club player getting games in the summer.
You may not be old enough to remember, Gary, but I think maybe when the league structure was restructured about 10 years ago, or a big restructuring, or 15 years ago, and kind of the current format, I know it's been tweaked once or twice since was introduced. We had something like the 15 team leagues, and as you said, one of the arguments at the time for the change was that they weren't competitive because that there was two or three teams that was coming up and going down all the time, and there were cannon fodder maybe for the senior teams or even the mediocre senior teams to pick up enough points to avoid relegation. And realistically, for some strange reason in the GAA, I think it's about the only organisation I know that nobody ever sets out to win a league. They just want to stay in their division unless they want to get promotion or whatever, but once you reach the top and obviously, you know, that is an issue, because I think the one thing everybody agrees is that the current leagues by and large are very competitive.
Yeah, that's right, they are very competitive, and I suppose the decision that has to be made, as I said, is do we want to keep the competitive divisions? And if we keep the competitive divisions, then we're going to have situations where club players are going to be playing this time of year, and,
yeah,
and it's going to drag on. If we want to make the leagues a bit less competitive, and if we want summer football for our club players, then we have to extend the leagues. And I suppose the motivation for us, we didn't see the point in going to 14 or 15 teams because we thought that would just get very messy. But if it is decided to extend the leagues, that you make it clean and you go senior, intermediate and junior. And hopefully you might save a few weeks as well by doing that, instead of having teams in different divisions playing different championships and different leagues, and it just becomes a bit messy.
Gary, before we let you go, because the clock is pressing us, and I'm just going to go around to Sean Clerkin and to John Harn for a quick response as well. Obviously, you want your proposal passed without question, and obviously you see it as the way forward. I think Gary's gone there. John Harn, quick word, John, on your John Harn, of the four proposals, the current one plus the other three, what's your choice, or what does it matter to St Junan's?
Well, not that it doesn't matter, Tom, but all the proposals have got merit. Listen, the way it is at the moment, strong leagues, but we're not getting a lot of football in the summer, Tom, because clubs aren't playing with their county players. Go with Gary's proposal, and we might get more games, and then people say they're not competitive. The elephant in the room, Tom, is county men not playing for the clubs or not being available to play for the clubs. If they were allowed to play for the clubs, Tom, we wouldn't have this argument. Whatever way the leagues would be, you would play them and you would get relegated, or you'd get promoted and you'd win or you'd lose, and that'd be it.
Okay, sorry, John, I just want to go to Sean Turkin quickly. Sean, in a word, what's your choice?
Well, I have no problem, Tom, with the 16 or the 15. I have no problem with that there. And I would say then what we need to do is maybe to try and make them more competitive. I don't know, like, top of my head, we should maybe think of maybe putting two down and two up, and maybe if the case, put the format we have at the moment, that the third team can still have a rattle at promotion, or the third team will have to be played for the third last team in the league. So that leaves six teams very, very competitive, and teams fighting against those positions or into promotion. I think there's a bit of debate there how we can make them. If we go for 50